This is a dictation for Sharon Pierce. Date of service is 3/28/2024. Date of birth is 6/16/1975. The patient is here for an evaluation for follow-up visit. She reports of a generalized pain syndrome affecting the neck and the lower back mainly, with both wrists, both shoulders, and both elbows, as well as shooting pain to both arms and both legs, with weakness of the both arms. And it feels tight for her. There is a weakness of both the hands, and she is dropping phones and plates. There appear as numbness and tingling. She is under evaluation. She was recently went to St. John Hospital for testing with MRIs and CT scan of her SI joint and spine, the reports of which were not available as of yet. The patient is undergoing physical therapy that is helping her. She reports that she has 70% improvement with the medications and therapy, and also she has joined a gym, and she's doing water aerobics. Overall, the pains are between 5 and 7. ADLs are affected 5. Sorry, the date of service will be 5/10/2024, not 3/18. 3/18 was 3/28/2024 date of service was dictated, dictation number 0502-021. So let's move to date of service 5/10/2024. Name of the patient, Sharon Peels. Date of birth is 6/16/1975. The patient reports that her pain is affecting her lower back mainly, along with headaches, pain in both shoulders and left knee. She has a popping and hurting sounds. She also reports of pain in the right hip as well as the left hip, and they're all described to be 9. She sees her primary care doctor, Dr. Adams, and she also reports of pain in the left elbow with swelling. She has no testing done for gout, rheumatoid arthritis, and she reports she is trying gym, LA fitness, water aerobics, and she's trying physical therapy. Recently, she went to St. John Hospital for CT and MRI, ER, and the reports have not been available yet. Pain level is between 4 and 6, and the ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports 60% improvement in the symptoms with the current treatment. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review, additional history, as well as for the substance abuse and the compliance plan. So the blood pressure is 138/87, pulse is 79, and pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, dated 3/28/2024, dictation number 0502-021. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is to provide the patient with an order for CBC with differentiation, differential hemoglobin A1C, SMA18, uric acid, fasting, rheumatoid factor, and ANA. The patient is also provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for healing, trazodone 50 mg at night for sleep, lidocaine gel 4%, 200 gram for pain relief topically. Norco is provided 7.5/325 once a day, 15 days for pain relief. Patient is continuing to see a podiatrist because there is a plantar fasciitis that she showed. There is some swelling. I'm ordering an x-ray of the left knee, right hip, and left elbow to see if any severe arthritis is there. We're trying to rule out gout and rheumatoid arthritis. She's advised to see her primary care physician. An EMG and nerve conduction test for both upper and lower extremity was ordered, which has not been done yet. Patient is advised to finish those. And she's also referred to a neurologist as well. Physical therapy continues. And we are going to wait for her reports to come. Thank you. Her labs have been reviewed, and maps also were reviewed. Thank you.